Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Well, we have some special guests in the studio with us, and I don't think I've ever done this before. We're going to have a soon-to-be husband and wife here together. Jordan Halverson and Brandon Bornars are in the studio to talk sports, right?
Yes.
Yep. How's it going?
It's going. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
I appreciate that. And, yeah, you're engaged, right, Jordan?
Yes. As of September and get married in September.
Did Brandon do a good job with the...
He did. He did. I was a little irritated with him the day of. We kept looking for ducks, and I was over it. But I ended up with a ring instead of a duck, which is okay.
Yeah, it was the first duck opener. I've never shot a duck, so that was our whole thing that we were doing that day. We were looking for ducks.
Okay. Did he get on his knee then?
He did. Got pictures of it. Kelsey Roiland hid in a tree. Took pictures of it. Jared was there.
You didn't know Kelsey was in the tree, Brandon?
No. I knew where everyone was. Jordan had no idea. I even gave her a shotgun to make it look like we were looking for something. So we had to walk about 200 yards off the road to check on a ditch and something.
Oh.
But
awesome. So when's the wedding date?
September 26th.
September 26th.
Hopefully.
And hopefully this COVID-19's done, right?
Right.
Yeah. You said hopefully. Yeah, that's not. That's kind of disrupting a lot of plans, isn't it?
Yes.
So hopefully, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And as I've asked them to come in, because we've been talking with La Caprile Valley graduates and athletes, and they went on to college to play, and both of them have done that. And so I thought we'd do it. We'd talk together, and since you know each other so well, right?
Yeah.
We think we do. We've been dating for quite a long time, so we should know.
Yeah. High school?
Yes.
Oh, since high school.
Yep. Okay. My junior year, your senior year.
Okay, so. Brandon, what year did you graduate from La Caprile Valley?
I graduated in 2012.
Okay, how about you, Jordan?
13.
Right behind him.
Yep.
Okay, going after the younger girls then, Brandon, right?
Yep.
Okay. All right, let's start with Brandon here. Brandon, of course, was in that outstanding baseball team that played at Target Field in the state championship, and that was your senior year, Brandon?
Correct.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about that season. What do you remember most about it?
I remember we didn't have the best team. We started off, I think Ben and Sam both threw no-hitters the first two games into this season, and then we hit kind of a rocky road going on from there. I remember Bart Hill sitting us down one game after we kind of choked it away and kind of got after the whole team. And then we stepped it up. We made a run, and, I mean, we got second, not first, but it's still good enough.
I remember it well, probably the most impressive pitching performance I've ever seen a high school kid do. Tony Smith, he's on my list on that too, Brandon. Did you know that? When Tony Smith, the activities director, he pitched a whale of a section game once, but nothing like what you've done, that's for sure. So,
yeah, I threw a lot that year. I mean, I'm glad I did it, but.
Yeah, that was before the pitch count, right, Brandon?
Yeah.
Okay. So you could just go all as much as you want?
Yeah. I just kept going until, I mean, I finished most of the games I started just because I didn't want, I hate playing third. That was my other position. So it was either pitch or play third. So I'm like, well,
I'll
just
sit on the bench.
Yeah, I didn't sit on the bench too much in high school. So
no, we don't want to start an argument here now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I should let our listeners know that that year Brandon was all conference in baseball and all state. And also a Lion All-Star. You went to the All-Star game, huh?
Yep. Sam and I went to the All-Star game.
Well, Sam Haas was along with you. Okay.
We kind of...
What was that experience like?
That was a good experience. Our first game, we played some Minneapolis teams, and it didn't go so well. Jordan was there to watch
it. It was a long,
that.
Boring baseball game. Yeah.
That was a tough game. We lost by a lot. But the next two games, we played a little better, and things worked out a little.
Let's go back to that year of baseball at the Eagles. What one thing stands out in your mind there, Brandon, on that season?
One thing that stood out?
One thing that you did, I should say.
The state run was pretty fun. I mean, I threw probably, five of the seven games.
In the playoffs?
In the playoffs. Okay. I remember the first couple games in the playoffs, I got taken out because we were playing RCW or something, and we were ahead 10-0, so they took me out in the fifth. Or in the fourth.
Okay.
And then we played YME after that, and I came in after Ben had struggled a little bit in that game. So then I got two wins on the first day of playoffs. So that was pretty cool. Neat.
Yeah. Remember the Ely game with Jared Royland?
Yeah, I mean, I have that. I watch that video multiple times every now and then. It's just listen to Mary scream. I hear you on the radio. Or I hear your voice in the background. But like, I can remember that like it was yesterday because
I was in the bathroom getting sick.
No, that
was
a really?
I get nerves. Yeah.
You weren't out to see Jared's hit?
No, I saw it, but during the rain delay.
Yeah,
and
yeah, there was a two or three hour rain delay in between, or right before the game started. So I actually got warmed up, and then we sat there for 2 or 3 hours, and then we were debating if the game would even go on, and the water on the field looked like, I mean, anywhere else, I think we probably would have had to call it, but that field drained water like no other, so.
You pitched that game?
Yes, I pitched that.
And then Morgan pitched the next game, Browerville game, to get us that target field, right?
Yep.
So that was a highlight of your career there, huh? What was it like going to the mound at Target Field that day?
Well, that had been the first time I'd ever been to Target Field, so.
Ever?
Me too.
Ever, so.
You too, Jordan?
Yep.
Never went to a Twins game before that, huh?
No.
Not there.
I think it had only been open for 1 or 2 years before that.
Yeah.
But.
We've been there since.
Yeah, we've been there a few times, but I got out in that mound. Well, first off, we go down in the locker rooms. We got a tour of the field and everything before everyone came and got down in the locker room, and that was pretty neat. And then going out into the bullpen, where every Twins pitcher warms up, and I got the home bullpen, so I kind of got the whole view of the field. The other guy from the other team was down below me, and it was pretty neat. But that was a hot day, and that was a tough couple innings. We started off that game, I think we had
a couple errors
in the first inning, and our bats weren't hitting anything, and it just.
But you got there.
Yeah, we got there. We can say that. So
that's a thrill. I remember that game like it was yesterday too.
Yeah.
I was in the Herb Carneal press box. I'll never forget
that.
That's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. So.
Yeah, we had a lot of fans. I mean, the whole state run, we had fans from all over coming.
Didn't look like it at Target Field because it's so big.
It's
but
so tiny. I mean,
there were a few buses of fans there, though.
Yeah, we took the school bus down there every time we went there just because we didn't want to jinx us. I mean, we had the option to take a nice coach bus and everything, but we stuck with, I can't remember if it was one of the Baldwins driving us down there, either Kurt or his dad, and we didn't want to screw up any good karma or good whatever I'm looking for here.
Yeah, it was a lot of La Caprile people there that day. It was a great experience and a fun time. So after your high school career, I should mention before that, didn't you have special haircuts?
It was terrible.
Yeah, we went down there with Mohawks thinking we'd be the only team, but there was actually, two other teams.
Your beard. So you had more hair under your chin than you did on top of your head.
Yeah. I had an underbeard.
I brought that up for a reason.
It was bad.
It was bad, huh, John?
It was bad.
I might keep that for the wedding, too.
Yeah. No.
Go for it. All right. And then, so after high school, what did you do?
After high school, I took that summer off from playing baseball for the Madison Mallards, and then I went to Wilmer for an ag degree. And
Ridgewater?
Okay. Yep. Played for Ridgewater for 2 years.
What was that experience like playing college, pitching college?
The springs, we played fall ball, which was fun, and then spring came around and it kept snowing and kept snowing, and all our games kept getting canceled and postponed, and then next thing you know, we have games all week, and I mean, it was fun, but it wasn't what you expected? I didn't enjoy it as much as I probably enjoyed my senior year of baseball just because of the outcome, and I mean, I still like doing
playing baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
Okay, and the town ball too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see if we even get a season off this year. Hopefully, we do. But with this
pitching for the Mallards.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
I thought she said he wasn't going to talk very much.
I know. I'm surprised.
Yeah, no, I can sit back and listen to you talk.
Naturally.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jordan Halverson and Brandon Borners, the La Caprile Valley graduates. And they're engaged to be married in September what?
26.
26. Got all the plans?
Pretty close. My sister sent me an 8-tab spreadsheet. like 3 days after we got engaged, and it's about filled out. So
what's that mean? Oh,
like an Excel spreadsheet. She's like, you need to have this for like DJ, photographer, flowers. Yeah, guest list. But all the big stuff is done.
All right. Got the dress and everything?
I do.
All right. Good.
I do.
Awesome. That's exciting. All right. Jordan Halverson was outstanding athlete at Lac Parle Valley in basketball, volleyball, and track. And she was all conference in basketball and volleyball and honorable mention in softball.
Yep.
You did softball and track.
Well, I lettered in softball 8 and 9 and then went to track 10, 11 and then went back to softball and 12.
I do remember that. Good. Yeah, and so what do you remember about your high school career, Jordan, back in 2013?
It seems like a long time ago, but it really wasn't. No, I remember being torn between softball and track because I really did love softball. We just weren't having the season that I always thought I would. And then Giles talked me into track because he thought I'd be a better athlete as a whole. But then
What did you do in track?
I threw, and I won the banana relay 1 year. I don't remember who I ran it with, but we won it.
The banana relay, what's that?
Yes, it's like a
4x1,
is that how you say it? Like each person runs 100 yards, and then the last person has to eat the banana.
The throwers, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It was like me and Danny Tuckett, and it was fun.
You won that?
We did.
All right, awesome.
We did.
You had outstanding basketball teams.
Yes.
You went pretty far in the playoffs.
Yes, my first varsity start was a playoff game in eighth grade, and then that year we actually made it to sections, and we played my first cousin, Bailey Bauman from Pipestone. So I remember my grandma and grandpa from Marshall had T-shirts made that were half arrows and half Lac Parle. So that was cool.
What's their names again?
Kitty and Daryl. Mercy.
Yep.
I don't really know if they enjoyed the game at all, but it was cool just to like be there and say, because we had talked about it when we were younger. We're like, if we're ever going to play, I have to make varsity as an eighth grader, and then we both have to make section finals, and I did. So that part was just cool.
Yep.
My parents would say their least favorite part of my basketball career was whenever I was at the free throw line with big free throws. They were just talking about it the other day when we beat YME. They were undefeated or something, and they're like, you had two ugly free throws. They went in, but
they made them. So yeah. You weren't very good at shooting free throws.
I got better, but no, not great.
Shaquille O'Neal up there.
Yeah, brick by brick.
Okay. Any games that stand out that you played in as an Eagle?
Well, that game against YME, I don't remember how old I was. And then my senior year, we beat Bold, and they ended up going to state that year, so that was cool. They kicked our butt in the playoffs, but we don't need to go there.
Yeah. Did you make the section championship game, or was that before? No, it was after. Never mind.
We made it just my eighth grade year.
Okay.
To sections.
Okay.
Yeah, we always made a decent playoff run.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So my eighth grade year, we made it to sections.
Okay. Then you went to Morris, the University of Morris. Why did you choose Morris?
Dylan Erickson talked me into it. I had kind of visited it, and I was like, no, I'm not going here. Like, I don't fit in here at all. And then Dill's like, no, you need to go back and, like, talk to the basketball coach and, like, tour the athletic facilities and stuff. So that's where I ended up.
Yeah, and you had a really good career there, didn't you?
I did. I got very lucky with the coach I had.
Okay. Talk about your seasons or your some of the players that you played with?
Yeah. Coach is very successful. We won the conference my first 2 years and actually went to the big dance my sophomore year. We drew St. Thomas, so we didn't get to go anywhere fun. We just got to go to the cities. But it was fun to say we went. And then we made really good conference runs my junior and senior year, too. Played with Emily Ock, now Reller, from Benson. I think that was the only local player that anybody would know.
Yep. I went to a couple of your games, and
yeah,
it was fun.
It is fun.
Now Haley Wishlager's there. So
I'm glad she's there.
We went to a few of her games this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we watched her when she played Kelsey, and
yeah,
that was a good game.
There's about 100 Lac Parle fans there that day.
The whole section was
I was in Bismarck, so I missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
Still in college.
Yep. So you had a good career as a Cougar then, huh?
I did.
Did you enjoy your time there?
Had a blast. It went really fast. Freshman year is kind of new because you get out of high school where you were, like, kind of a big deal, and then you get to college and nobody cares.
Okay.
But it was a lot of fun. You get through your freshman year, and it gets better.
So after college, what are you doing now, or where did you go?
I'm still in college. Okay. I went to physical therapy school, the University of Mary in Bismarck.
Okay.
Commencement was supposed to be April 25th, which has been canceled. I will still graduate.
Just so you're doing online stuff?
Well,
or you were done by
then? I'm supposed to be in my last clinical right now in Watertown, but it got cut 3 weeks short because of all of this business, but I'll still graduate. So.
Okay, good. Good for you. Brandon, I should ask you, what are you doing now?
I'm actually working for Terry Halverson. I keep a hold of the pigs. Yeah, I keep a hold of all his animals and some of his farming. And
does he do a good job there,
Jordan? He does all right.
All right, good.
I don't have to do it that way. So
yeah, I should take you in there someday and let you help.
I got studying to do.
All right. Hey, this has been fun. Brandon Bornhurst and Jordan Halverson here, and good luck with the wedding, and everything's going smooth.
We just
bought a house actually a week ago.
So I've been trying to pick paint colors and what I'm going to do with house the kitchen where? in town in Madison.
Yep. Well, that's awesome.
Yeah,
we love it when young people move back to town. That's great.
We will be back. I got a job with Big Stone Therapies in Appleton.
Awesome.
We were kind of waiting to see where I'd end up, but we'll be close.
So. Good. Good. Always exciting to have young people move back into the community. That's for sure. So.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great wedding.
Yes.
I know it's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll happen. Hopefully it happens the date we pick because we've already got all the invitations sent.
Postage is expensive.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Yep. That's Jordan Halverson and Brandon Borners. Soon to be Mrs. Bornhurst. You got to change your name, Jordan.
Yeah, there'll be two Jordan Bornhurst in town.
There will be.
Oh, really?
My cousin also, his name is Jordan, so.
All right, well, we'll get used to it, so.
Yeah.
All right, and that wraps that up, so we'll take a commercial break, come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.